SQL Server. Questions. Which database uses T-SQL and which uses PL-SQL? T-SQL is used by SQL Server. PL-SQL, procedure language, is used by Oracle. What is a UDF? It's a user-defined function. What are table-valued functions? Table-valued functions are those that return a table as a result. ETL, extract, transform, and load. It's part of the SQL Server integration services. The E is to extract data from various sources, whether it's flat files, database, web services, Excel. T is to transform. It's such things as data cleansing, aggregations, calculations, format changes. The load, L is to load, and it loads into a target data store. Data types. There's a bit, Boolean does not exist. There's an int, decimal, float, money. There's a char, there's an nvar char, and a var char. There's also a date. The use command, commands. Use specifies a database to use, so it's use space database name. Commands regarding the database, create, backup, and restore. Commands regarding tables. There's a create, an alter, a drop, and a truncate. Commands regarding views. There's a create, an alter, a drop. There's also a materialized view, which is the result of a pre-computed query, a snapshot of data. It can be used in place of complex or time-consuming queries that are frequently executed. It can be indexed. It needs to be refreshed to maintain accuracy. Indexes, commands. There's a create, alter, and drop for indexes. Such indexes could be clustered, non-clustered. A primary key would be an example of a clustered, and it's also indexes created for use as foreign keys. Procedure commands, got the canonical create, alter, and drop. You'll also have an execute procedure, which could specify parameters for executing it. And there's also a special store procedure called sp underscore execute SQL, which is used for executing dynamic SQL. Within a stored procedure, you would have such statements as declare, to declare a variable, and set, to set the value of a variable. You have CRUD. You have the insert, select, update, and delete. Within these types of commands, you could have a group by and a having clauses. Transaction commands. There's the begin. There's a commit, there's also a rollback. There's different types of command categories, which are DDL, DQL, DML, DCL, and TCL. So the L is language, the C is control, and each one of them is DDL is data definition language, which is a structural one, such as alter, create, drop, rename, truncate. There's a DQL, which is a data query language, used for querying. There's a DML, M is for manipulation, for CRUD, excluding the R. There's a DCL, which is data control language, which is usually authorization, such things as grants and revokes. And then there's TCL, which is transaction control language, which has commits and rollback.